Attorneys for the Onondaga Nation are in a federal appeals court in New York City today. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it's a continuing land claim dispute between the Native American Nation and New York State over treaties signed hundreds of years ago.
The lawsuit, initially filed in 2005, claims that New York State moved ahead with treaties with the Onondaga even after a federal law in 1790 ruled that the domain of the federal government.
And as a result of that, the hundreds of square miles of Onondaga territory are now whittled down to their small territory just south of Syracuse.
Andy Majors is a member of Neighbors of the Onondaga Nation, a group of citizens who will be in the courtroom today to show support for the Onondaga. Majors says it's different from other land claim cases because the nation isn't out to accumulate property.
The Onondaga have been very clear they're not looking to take advantage of people. They're not looking to kick people out of their homes. They're not looking to establish casinos. But they do want these crimes acknowledged. They want some compensation for them. And they want to work with their neighbors in a cooperative way for a brighter future for all the people of the region.
Majors, though, isn't optimistic considering past court rulings and says the case could ultimately end up in U.S. Supreme Court or international court. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.